Commissioners Court for Monday, December 9th, 2024, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Start this meeting, Franklin County Commissioners Court, regular meeting on the 9th day of December 2024, 9 o'clock a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with those cases. Scott, lead us in a good word.
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for the blessing of another day of life. We thank you for this Christmas season, for all the good things and blessings that you just give us. We're grateful, Lord. Thank you once again, Father, for this country, the state, and the county that we live in, Lord, all the people that we, that our neighbors, our family, our friends, Lord, we are a blessed people, no doubt. I pray that you guide us and direct us this morning, Lord, we can consider and take care of the county's business, give us wisdom and understanding in all we do. Lord, we just pray for, once again, for our nation and for the nation as a whole. We pray for the conflict over the Middle East and Israel. We continue to pray for them. We just ask for your blessings on all we do. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pledges. American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. Do you have any public comments? Okay. Hurry, I'm going to let you go before I got you on the last one because I put you.
Okay.
I'm going to let you, because you might, y'all might not want to sit here through this.
All right.
All this stuff. So I'm going to let Hurley do an introduction to
us. Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. It's a great opportunity to be in front of y'all this morning. Glad y'all seen y'all on last Thursday, I guess it was, a couple of days ago at our Commissioners Conference. But we're pleased here to introduce a new addition to our extension staff here. It's an individual that works for the Cooperative Extension Program. I'm going to introduce Ms. Ashley James. She's a program leader for Prairie View and their Cooperative Extension Program, but she's going to introduce our counterpart and have some new feet on the ground here for extension, and I think it's a great addition for us. And we appreciate all the support y'all give to our agency and to our office there. So I'll turn over to Ashley.
All right, thank you so much, and thank you for having us. I do want to introduce Casey Curtin. She's a transfer agent here. She's been working with the Prairie View Cooperative Extension Program for nearly 3 years in Wood and Upshur County, and she's transferred here. She will be housed in Hopkins County and will be doing outreach here in Franklin, which means all of the resources that we make available to limited resource producers in Hopkins County will also be available here in Franklin. So she's actually, Sarah has been kind of her mentor for a time, and Sarah was also my mentor when I was a county agent in Smith County. So I know that she's in good hands here, and I know that we will do nothing but enhance the work that she's done here to help reach the producers who are in need in Franklin County. So with that, we have, I think she has something, do you have something to say?
I have a little bio.
Okay, I'll let her give the deets on herself, but I'm very pleased to have her. I know that she's going to do excellent work here, and if there's anything that you need, we do work hand in hand with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. We see ourselves as just kind of a county unit, not necessarily as two entities, but working together to enhance the lives of farmers and ranchers here in the county. So with that, I will let Casey give a little bit more information about
you. Curtin, C-U-R-T-I-N.
Okay, so I grew up in Hunt County, and I earned a Bachelor of Science in Equine Studies and Animal Science from A&M Commerce, and returned to A&M Commerce to get my Master's in Agriculture. I do have experience in sustainable agriculture, equine management, and agricultural education. I did work, like she said, in Wood and Upshur counties for 2 years, and then I moved to Hopkins, Franklin in August. And then I was the graduate assistant at Twin Oaks Farm for Experiential Learning at Texas A&M Commerce, and I managed the daily farm operations there as well as assisting with undergraduate sustainable agriculture classes. So that's kind of my background here, and I'm very excited to move forward here in Hopkins and Franklin County.
Yeah, so one thing we like to say is she won't take up space, but she'll just add it in hand. So, you know, we're happy to be here, and I thank you all for the opportunity for us to have her and our services within your county.
Thank you. We're trying to find y'all another building.
Oh.
Yeah. We have one we may be available, but we'll probably just, y'all need to discuss, we'll be here, I gotta go to a funeral day, but y'all may want to discuss that building out there about it.
Yeah.
I've kind of gone over with her, we need to get a key, so y'all go and look at it.
Me and Casey like each other, so far, the, you know, we're kind of coming into the
I was about to say, so the benefit of her not being housed here, she does come and, you know, they kind of work out their schedule together, but additional, I was about to say, I'm not going to ever book on additional space, because as a former agent, I would appreciate it, but that just allows us a little bit more space to kind of interact with producers one-on-one, actually in the office.
All right, thank y'all. You have any questions? Questions, anybody? Well, thank you and welcome aboard, and we look forward to seeing y'all over here live.
Awesome.
Good to see y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good Christmas and a good New Year.
You too.
All right.
No, he's teaching on Saturday, it's fine. I've got a sick kid at home. I had one that was sick all last week. She gave it to the youngest, so I came here for this, and now I've got to go home and relieve Jeremy. Thanks, y'all.
Okay, item number one is consider to take action to approve the minutes from the November 25th, 2024 regular commissioners' court meeting.
Judge, do you need to ask if there's any public comments?
I've already done that.
No, wait, that was, okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. Anybody else? We'll stop. All right. Got a motion to approve the minutes. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, record November 7th, 2024, bail bond special meeting minutes. Don't you got to record that? That's so done. Excuse me. Number three, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Our treasurer.
The amount submitted for your approval is $522,545.89.
Does that include any notice
repairs?
Yes. Okay.
That's quite a bit more.
Yeah, well, we got notice that the notes will be ready on Wednesday, so we went ahead and added those in there so they'd have to check when they deliver them.
Okay.
That's a while coming.
Yeah, it'll be almost a year.
All right. I have a motion to approve the audit.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All got a motion second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, consider to take action to approve second reading of the replats miscellaneous property of Overlook Park area and lots 1R and 2R. And I think we've done looked at it. Does anybody have any questions over those? Anything changed? Nothing changed? So, motion.
I'm going to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any discussion over that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. What else do you need downstairs now?
He just needs to go down and pay. We've already talked about it. Okay. We've got everything else that we need.
All right. No, thank you. You can stay if you want to. This is pretty short. Number five, consider to take action to approve the payment of $113,855 for damages to County Roads 2100 and 2210 Precinct 2 and approve full release to Encore. Would you like to address that?
Yeah, we'll just have to table it because the check, we need to give enough time to get it processed.
Okay.
So we'll have to table it.
Is that a motion?
Hopefully we get it done next week.
Okay.
Does
that be a motion to table?
Motion to table.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second to table item number five. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number six, consider and take action to approve airport tenant lease agreement with Todd Property Investments.
That's me.
Now, we approved the sale. Yes. Now we just need to approve the lease. I thought it was all together, but I
was well, I did too, and I missed the last meeting. I wrote it down on the wrong date.
That's okay.
I have the lease file of record. If y'all need a copy of it, I can put my clerk on, of course.
As long as the county clerk gets a copy.
It's already filed with us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We just need approval.
Yeah,
correct?
We just need the lease agreement.
Yeah, she'll need the lease agreement.
Okay, and you've already got that.
She has the sale. I have the sale of
the water container.
So she needs to give you a copy.
Yes, so I'll need to give you a copy. It's all over there. Okay. I did it when I was here last year. Okay. It's all over there already.
Okay.
Do y'all need a copy of it?
No, I'll have it.
Go ahead.
I'll get it from my records.
Okay.
Okay. Make a motion to approve that.
Move to approve.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Discussion items. We have a meeting today. I won't be able to be here. I got a funeral to get up there too today over Mount Pleasant. So You may want to discuss that this afternoon, and talk about that a little bit. Maybe get to see John, maybe want to come up and talk to y'all about it, see what y'all think about it. I think that'd be a perfect spot for her, personally. That gives her, out of East Annex with Yessi out there, and that's kind of a security problem anyway. I got a little issue, but that'd be something to talk about, and whatever else y'all need to talk about, but I won't be here. Anybody else got anything? Yes.
Can we get a better explanation of number five? I know it says payment damages, but where is it and what was it and who did what?
Yeah.
What's the applicable?
I'll let him go.
When I call, when they come in to redo some of the tires, the pilot, they tore up some of the road between this one down here and 2100 and some in 2210. And we are talking to them, and they're paying for the damages that they've done to the road.
Are they already paid, or what was in the...
No, the check didn't get processed in time to be here today. Okay. Because we have an agreement with them, and it has to be signed, and we're not going to sign it until we get the check. Okay. So the check wasn't here today, so we're not going to sign it in front of you. We'll just take it.
All right, anybody else? Any big news from County Attorney's office?
No. I was going to say, I've looked over the release. The language is good in it. I've got no reservations about it. We're just waiting on the check.
Okay. So. All right. Anybody else have anything? Sheriff's office not here?
That's it, Bob.
Bob, that's right. I forgot about Bob. You saw him. I think we got electricity now. So.
We do. If I've told y'all, I know some of you already know this, but we got our ceiling cover-up inspection, which was electrical, mechanical, gas, and plumbing. So we got all that approved up in the ceilings. We started putting ceiling tile in last Thursday. They're cutting in the borders. We're still cutting those in today. Electrical, we're in pretty good shape now. We've just about got everything wrapped up. I've got to go through and check everything, but as far as I know, the generator's hooked up, the lift station's hooked up, all the AC units, they're all running until the red notice Thursday. We have the thermostats installed Thursday, so all the AC units are running now. The only thing that they haven't put in yet, the two hot water heaters, they've got power to them, they have those hooked up. And that was installed in the next 2 or 3 weeks, probably. The electrical, we're basically done. Just a few little odds and ends, but nothing major. Last Monday, we turned loose all the flooring, which is the ceramic tile, the carpet tile, base, all that kind of stuff. So that got turned loose and they are set up right now to install the second week of January. So we'll come in and won't do anything that first week, which is kind of short week anyway, but then we'll come in the second week of January and start installing that. If the ceramic tile gets here quicker, which is a stop item, it's important, I'll probably go ahead and start cleaning the bathrooms and the mechanical rooms. So I can go ahead and get some things set in there, like the computer tower. I'd like to get that set. And then it's already here, it's just I'll do the flooring in before we set it. So that was going pretty good. We're going to be meeting with Peoples this afternoon, just talking about telephones, telephone systems, computers, everything we got out there now. So, and then I talked to Seth about the security cameras and got him set to install those. We do have internet pulled from the jail over into the building, so we can go ahead and start looking all that kind of stuff up.
Who's in the door framing? I was walking with us.
Oh, the door framing?
The door framing.
They will probably be next week. I've been ordered. There were six that they were delivered.
Oh, okay.
They should be in here next week.
Okay.
And I changed those from, originally we were talking about doing wood frames. I would have changed them to a high metal frame, which is what's taking me a little bit longer to put in the alignment or a whole lot better, but a whole lot better. So I've got the hollow frames and solid core doors that we painted.
Okay.
26 feet, which is like a brush stainless basically. And that got turned loose with the storage frames. So I said those things are behind us now, and still got to get the same point. I've got the work order, I've got the case order number and work order number from now, just to get it approved. I'm still waiting on the installation crew to make the tap out on 37 and run it up to the building. And then the regular guy, he will actually send me a piece of pipe tubing crew stuff. And so I don't have heat on in the building yet, but building stays nice and clean. So that's about the next, you walk in, it's being held. So, but all is going good. Did not make any mistake last week, so I will try to get that in this week.
Bob, we're getting close.
I got to get closer every day.
Okay. About the Hinos, Marla's talking about they're supposed to be, they feel like they're going to be ready to be delivered this week. One thing we did come up with a couple of weeks ago, we're checking on with what was out of warranty, how we were going, what time we were getting them. But it turns out that not included on the price was the hitches on the back that will attach to our chip spreader. So we had to get Dave Hall to contact Warren, and it's $385 a piece to do that on each Hino. So we actually took our Hino up there so they had the right exact specs to match that up. And that's what they're going to bill us for that. Warren's going to bill us separately for that. So we'd have to go back and change the invoices that Marla's already approved, one thing or another. So
will that come in before the first of the year?
Yes. Yeah, it should be. I haven't emailed him yet, but more than likely we'll get that paid hopefully by the 31st. But that's what I'm gonna tell him today, is have Warren bill us and we send that out before the 31st court.
What about the apron? Is that gonna be on the bed, the apron? So that's a must right there. Make sure they're on there.
Yeah, I mean it's that we took our Hino up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's what we were concerned with. We didn't have all the Hino in there, so Keith and Doyle went up there and talked to them. They were all three vehicles were there, and they Keith did the once over on, make sure they had everything they were supposed to have on. So, but that was the one thing they did not have. And Dave, he said he wasn't aware of that kind of hitch that we had on it. So I sent him a picture. So that's when we sent them up there to make sure. And Warren knew what it was. So just wanted to make sure y'all know that. And what you have, I think Marla put in front of everybody's. Another last email he sent me today is just. There was not included in the invoices, the quotes, was the warranties. So if you want to take a look at that, and each one of us will determine, I guess, what you want to do as far as warranties, if you want to do that. So, but we'll do that separately based upon my conversation with Marla.
And that will be out of your own budget?
Yeah.
You'll have a little time to look at that one. When you have to do it before you sign over, like, give you a little time to do that.
Yeah.
Extend your warranty.
Yeah. Yeah, he just sent me that today, so. I just want to make sure you guys are all up today on what we're looking at, so.
All right. Anything else? Friday at 2 o'clock. I'm going to. Yes.
I've got one other question for clarification. I don't know if I got cut in my ears today or what, but she said the budget 522 or something, and Marla said they were dumping something into it, and they couldn't understand what was going on there. When we talked about the amount
trucks.
Approved, no, this is back to the beginning. The amount approved with Paris, and then Marla
it
said
included
something.
The dump trucks that we approved in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dump
trucks. We just got. We ordered them.
Yeah, we're not dumping
anything. We're just now getting.
Okay. One of those is the highest thing.
Okay. Friday at 2 o'clock. We got a little get together for Charlie. You're gonna be here, aren't you?
Yeah.
So much for the surprise. Just kidding.
So we're just
gonna right. I wouldn't be here.
All right. Anybody else got anything before we adjourn?
When's the next meeting?
Huh?
31st.
31st. Yeah, we moved it to the last day on the last.
Yeah, it should be on the 26th, the last court, we moved it to the 31st because of the bills, that way we can pay more bills.
I don't want to have to.
I'm trying to get all the bills paid in the, in 2024 budget that we came on.
I'm also, I've got several coming up, but anyway, I'll open the courthouse on the 1st, like we always do, around 1 o'clock, is that all right with y'all? Swear everybody in, we need, I guess I need to get that out to everybody, who else? Jerry, Scotty, Sheriff.
Landon.
Landon. Branton.
Melissa.
Melissa. 1 o'clock, okay with y'all? Branton's coming, you do come up, right, Branton?
What?
He just never really run against you, you know?
And I need to know if anybody wants to use that Bible, the original Bible.
Well, you can do, but.
Well, I'm not, because I was gonna try to get it to the people, but then I had a thought about swearing in, so I want to wait to take it to them until after the 1st.
Yeah, unless you want to bring your own Bible, which you can, you know, bring your, get your Bible, but we got that old one.
Yeah, I'll just wait, I'll tell them we're gonna wait.
I'll always have it there, so, but I'll do that at 1 o'clock on the 1st, all right? But all right, unless somebody has, wants to do it earlier.
We do it soon.
Okay.
And I will have some stuff that the newly elected and re-elected folks will need to sign before the 1st, so I'll let you know once that's ready, it has to do with your oath and stuff like that. There's some things you do before you're actually sworn in, and then some you do that day, so I'll get with y'all once it's ready for you to come out and sign.
We've got his bond ordered.
Okay.
And all the others.
And all the others are already here.
Okay.
Renewed. It's the new ones we have to do the application on, the other ones were just renewed.
All right, anything else? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, ayes have it, thank y'all. Jerry.
What is it?